From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Oliveri is reporting in the Register-Star that a special public information session about A. Colarusso and Sons' planned Hall Road project has been tentatively scheduled for April 18th. The meeting will take place at Columbia Green Community College. The date was proposed during a meeting of the Greenport Planning Board this week. The company is proposing to run trucks between its quarry operation and the dock in Hudson along a haul road that would cross routes 9 and 9G. Colarusso estimates the proposal would remove 12,000 vehicles from the streets of Hudson by allowing the use of a new access point to its quarry. In a letter to the planning board, a group of Hudson residents expressed concerns that the haul road project is merely a piece of a larger plan to increase the scope and intensity of Colarusso's mining operations. They have called on the company to produce specific information on actual mine operations and present activity levels. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Ricky Skaggs and the Kentucky Thunder, the Steep Canyon Rangers, and Sarah Jaros will headline the 33rd annual Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival this year. The festival will be held July 13th through July 16th at the Walsh Farm in Oak Hill. Jaros recently won a Grammy for Best Folk Album for her 2016 release, Undercurrent. Also appearing will be Balsam Range, the Gibson Brothers, and the O'Connor Family Band. Grey Fox dates back to 1984 when it was known as the Winterhawk Music Festival. The festival now has a main stage and dance stage, three workshop stages, and a program for children called the Kids Academy. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that local maple syrup farmers are worried this year's season could be short. Unseasonably warm weather got the sap flowing early, and the harvest began earlier than usual in mid to late February. Ben Matley of Maple Leaf Sugaring in Ghent is worried his sap run could be tapped out early. Matley said, pointing to one red maple that was showing signs that it was beginning to bud, and I quote, "The warmer weather definitely worries me. The key is that the buds don't come out. Once the buds come out, the syrup gets very off-flavored," end quote. Adam Cross of Syrup Chick in Prattsville said it's too early to tell how the season will go. He said, and I quote, "If the sap runs through the first weeks of March, that will be a good season," end quote. The season typically lasts 4 to 6 weeks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates the average maple syrup collecting season in New York in 2016 was 36 days. According to the National Maple Producers, there are at least a dozen maple producers in Columbia and Greene counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Josepha Velasquez reports in Politico New York that if Republicans in Washington, D.C. eliminate the Affordable Care Act, the New York legislature may return for a special session. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey said on February 28th, and I quote, "If our worst fears come to happen, I believe at some point we'll have to come back before the end of the year to deal with that," end quote. June 21st is the last day of the state legislature year. The story says, and I quote, "Repealing the health care law could blow a $3.7 billion hole in the state's budget. The administration estimates, with counties throughout the state standing to lose roughly $300 million in federal funding," end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory for the entire WGXC area from 7 p.m. March the 1st to 7 p.m. March the 2nd. Winds with gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected. Downed tree limbs and scattered power outages are possible. Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke out on March the 1st against the recent slew of bomb threats to Jewish community centers around the country at the Sidney Albert Albany JCC. Bomb threats have been placed with Jewish centers in Albany, Staten Island, Buffalo, Manhattan, Westchester County, and Long Island in the past month. Cuomo announced a grant program, a reward, and a text hotline last week to combat hate crimes and anti-Semitism in New York State. Carmen Chu reports for WTEN in Albany that the town of Petersburg in Rensselaer County voted on February 28th to accept a small settlement from the company that poisoned the town's water supply. Taconic would pay Petersburg over $30,000 for the past cost associated with PFOA pollution in the town. Alan Weber, Petersburg town supervisor, said, and I quote, "We have a very good relationship, talking relationship with Taconic. We have worked very hard, and they have worked very hard at going to the table," end quote. The Petersburg settlement does not prevent the town from claiming other costs from Taconic. The night before, Hoosick Falls town officials tabled a similar settlement with two companies that polluted its water. You can read that full story on the WTEN website. Today is day 16 of the WGXC Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive. WGXC must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. today. It will be mostly sunny, but temperatures will fall all day to around 34 degrees by 5 p.m. It will be windy. A Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 22. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow mainly between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 10. And on Saturday, sunny with a temperature high of 22 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 9. Sunrise today was at 6:27 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:47 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the second day of March 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.